We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiss 98.5, it's Janet Snyder and Nicholas Pikulas, and we welcome to the show the Walter Payton Man of the Year, Lorenzo Alexander. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, and wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How did you find out?
How did I find out? Yesterday, they tweeted it out in the morning, and I just started getting a lot of text as far as the announcement coming out. But I've known for a while now. Our team voted on it for a while ago, and they let me know about a week ago.
What does it mean to you to be the Walter Payton Man of the Year, Lorenzo?
You know, it's a huge honor, and I keep saying this, but we have a lot of guys in that locker room that do great work in the community, from Micah Hyde to Ty and Seki Harris and Phillips, and I go on and on with names, and it's just cool to represent those group of men because I know who they really are and how they care about the community and their families, and so it's a cool honor to be nominated by those guys.
Sunday night football, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I enjoy going down to Pittsburgh and playing. I played down there a couple of times. It's a great atmosphere. Obviously, the Bills haven't won since 98, 99, so we got a huge challenge in front of us. So I'm excited about it. And I have some people I know over there, too, so I know they're going to come out ready to go, and I can't wait to compete.
Can I just tell you the truth, Lorenzo? And I don't know what this says about my personality. I saw these two older women. Like, they had to be 70-plus. Both Pittsburgh Steelers fans sitting together, and literally I felt mad at them. Like, I kind of felt rage. Like, I don't even know them. They're probably sweet. But because they were all decked out in Steelers gear, I was like, no, we can't be friends. Are you like that? What's wrong with me? Right?
Hey, it's in your blood. I mean, I can't be mad at you. You're passionate about the Bills, so I mean, I get it, but I'm not quite on that level.
Oh, you should join me on my level. It's crazy. You just have to love the Bills. As a captain on the team, what has been one of the most meaningful moments for you so far this season?
Oh, wow. I mean, we've had a lot of them. I think, the biggest one is probably going back to week one. We were down 16-0 and able to overcome that, and I think that really set the stage for the rest of this season as far as how we've competed and really fought back even when things seemed all against us.
I love that. If the Bills win on Sunday night, it looks like we will clinch a wild card spot in the playoffs. How has practice been this week? How has the locker room been? Tell me a little bit about that, how you guys have prepared.
It has been the same as it's been the last, 14 weeks. I mean, I don't think you ever want to change just because something new is on the line. We've had our goals the whole year to make the playoffs, to go to the Super Bowl. And so we formulated a plan with that in mind, and we've really maintained that same type of process as Coach always talks about. And at this point of the year, obviously trying to make sure guys are staying fresh and are ready to go for the game. So I know Sean and our whole training department has been really intentional about that, about our reps, how we practice, the sleep we get. And so overall, I think our team is very fresh and prepared and ready to go.
You are a guy with experience on the team. The players always point that out to us. What's the hardest thing or the most confusing thing to keep up with the young guys? Is it the music, the slang, the clothes? Like, what part are you like, are you kidding me? What is it now?
It's the music, because I don't listen to what they listen to. So then, and on Friday mornings, our special teams coaches, because like a more of a review type meeting, he plays guys' requests over like our speakers in our meeting room. And mm-hmm. Some of the guys, I have no clue of who they are, what they're talking about. So they just all turn to me and look at me how I'm responding, like I'm that old man sitting on the porch, like y'all my friend.
Why don't you throw in some Celine Dion just for kicks? Are you still listening to your show tunes? Because I know you love Hamilton. Are you still putting that on?
No, that hasn't really been in the mix lately.
Hasn't? Okay, Christmas music?
No. Yeah. Christmas music, Frozen 2 soundtrack, because, I got the kids.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm rocking these days.
Lorenzo Alexander of the Buffalo Bills on the phone this morning with us. So what I loved about what you did last week, I know we didn't win against the Ravens and we were close, but you are such a pain on the field. Like, you're able to break up plays with like one hand, one finger. How much fun is that for you?
I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, I still play a game that I love at a high level. It's fun. I got a whole bunch of young guys in my linebacker room. And so, you know, just being able to still go out there and run around with those guys, compete and have fun, it's really a joy because, you know, not too many guys get to play this game at 36. So it's fun to compete. Obviously, we want to go out with a bash, and so we'll see what happens as the rest of the season passes.
When you're, like, in the locker room and somebody's tossing something to somebody, is it just in your instinct to just, like, knock it out or not let them catch it? Like, do you do that all the time?
I do have, like, a running challenge with, like, a couple of the strength coaches because they hand water out as we walk into the team meeting in the morning, and I will, from time to time, try to knock it out of their hands, talk about stripping the ball and getting our hands on the ball all the time. So I will do that from time to time, and it's kind of a game that we kind of play.
I
like
love that. It's born in you, and so you got muscle memory. As soon as you see something getting airborne, you're there to block it.
Yep, exactly.
I feel like I need to take you Christmas shopping with me, so if somebody's got something I want, you could just, like, strip it out of their hands, and then I could take it and run and buy it. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, that would be...
tape it, too. That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. Have you taken your kids to meet Santa Claus?
Actually, I have. I've taken the two youngest ones to see Santa Claus. We were over at Hamburg Fairgrounds on Tuesday night with some kids from the Punt Foundation. And so we got to interact with the kids, and obviously they got to participate in the festivities as well as Santa was there.
How do you manage stuff at home with getting ready for the holidays and all that, and, well, you're busy doing work?
He's like every other guy. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey,
no
hey,
diss.
Hey, hey.
I don't know how to say all that. I mean, obviously my wife handles the majority of the load, but I've learned, you know, over the last 15 years how to manage both and take care of the kids, be a part of what they're doing. Obviously, I was at my daughter's. She had a Christmas recital last night. And so I make it work and do my part as much as I can, but my wife holds it down for the majority of it.
I love that, and I'm just joking. Wait, your daughter's Christmas recital, was it dancing, singing, music?
No,
like a musical instrument?
Music. So she did, yeah. She plays the violin, and then she sung in the choir. So it was like just a short kind of preview of what they've been working on so far this year.
What? How proud does it make you when you see your child playing a musical instrument? It's cool, isn't it?
It's awesome because that's one of the things that I regret not being interested in doing when I was young. And so I've tried to play the piano and try to teach myself and get some lessons, but it's just not there. I guess I'm too old for it. But maybe I can, when I'm done playing, I'll have a lot of time to learn, or maybe she could teach me because she plays the piano too.
As you prepare for this game, what do you say to the Bills Mafia?
Well, I already know they're going to be down there and help us take over Heinz Field. But obviously, we're going to go out there and compete and try to clinch this playoff berth early so we can start prepping and getting ready for that.
What would a playoff berth mean to you?
It would mean that we have really changed the culture around here. You know, obviously, Sean, along with the guys that he brought in, has really started to change the culture around here about being a playoff team and trying to make the Bills organization's name synonymous with that. And, you know, obviously we had that 17-year drought. This would be 2 out of 3 years that he's been here. And so hopefully we can, you know, change that and start building some consistency.
We're so excited to see what you do. Like, just really get in there and, like, strip the balls, tip them, do whatever you need to do to break those plays up.
You be you, man. You be you.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Nice talking to you. Have a great day today.
All right, you too, guys.
Lorenzo Alexander of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.